It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We're so pleased and so excited to be rocking with a guy that's just been on the show before, but he's going to be at Good Nights tomorrow and this weekend. And so excited to welcome back to the Sports Shop, comedian Donnell Rawlins. What's up, Ashy Larry? What's going on, man?
Good morning.
I'm not Ashy no more, man. Who's Ashy? It's a new day, man. It's a new dawn. It's a new life.
You got lotion on morning.
I'm Ashford Lawrence now. It's a new day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ashford Lawrence. My
Ashford
bad.
Ashford Lawrence.
Ashford Lawrence. We'll make
take
a notation.
Take off the Y.
We'll make a notation in your bio on that. How you doing, my friend?
But if you want to write a check to Ashy Larry, I'll still take it.
That's right.
Man, so pleased to have you back joining us. I know you're going to be rocking with Good Nights Comedy tomorrow night, 7:30 and 10. Of course, Saturday, 7:30 and 10. Just talk about what people can expect to hear from Mr. Lawrence.
Well, if you've been following my career for probably the last 25, 30 years, you know this unedited. You're definitely not going to get no daytime comedy. It's unfiltered. It's somebody that's opinionated and makes fun of the things that are troubling the world. I just did a special on Netflix called A New Day that premiered on Netflix February 27th.
Yes.
I know it's some question like, well, if he just did a special, I know he's going to be doing the same material, but I've already started a new set. I just did, like, I think I've probably done 8 shows since the special came out, and everybody that comes to shows, like, they didn't expect for me to have a whole new show. If you've been following my career, like I said earlier, you know, every year I come to these clubs, always switch it up. I never phone it in. You're never going to be like, man, he told the same jokes as last time. So come out. See what if you love what I did on HBO's The Wire, The Corner, Chappelle's Show, BMF, I guarantee if you come see Donnell Rawlins live, you'll become a lifetime fan.
Oh man, that's what's up.
That's what's up. We cannot wait. We are talking to comedian Donnell Rawlins, who will be at Good Nights this weekend. It's a new day. You just mentioned your recent special on Netflix with your longtime friend Dave Chappelle as the producer. So I wanted to ask you about the evolution of that relationship and how you met and how all of this started.
Well, we both were from Washington D.C. I'm older than Dave, but he has more time in comedy than me. And then when you come from D.C., you always was curious about the guys that made it out of D.C., what they're doing or whatever. And whenever I used to go to this particular comedy club in D.C., I was like, yo, who's the hot guy that came up from here? And they would always be like, Dave Chappelle. And I'm like, man, what makes him so hot? It was like, he's young, he's smart. He does, you know, he's animated with his stuff. And me, because I'm of a competitive nature, I was like, ain't nobody thinking about no damn Dave Chappelle, right? And then when he used to come back to D.C., he would go to the same club and ask, like, who's popping? And they would say the normal names that everybody knew. And then they would always mention, they would say, but this young guy named Donnell Rawlins is burning up on the comedy scene. And Dave was like, man, ain't nobody thinking about no damn Donnell Rawlins. So it started with both of us not thinking about each other. Mm-hmm. I moved to New York. We used to cross each other's paths at the comedy club. And the thing about comics from D.C., we kind of stick together wherever we go. And our relationship, that started like 30-some years ago and led to me being on the Chappelle Show. And bigger than just the relationship in the business, but he's one of my closest friends and a stand-up guy. And I consider him to be my brother.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, that's totally awesome. That's what you want, and that's what you need. We're talking to comedian Donnell Rawlins, who is going to be at Good Nights this weekend, as Pam mentioned, 7:30 and 10, Friday and Saturday night. As I'm looking at something, Donnell, and this is a sports show, talk about your experience in being involved with Winning Time, the rise of the Lakers dynasty. Talk about that.
Well, that was, for the most part, I don't really do a lot of acting work. And normally, usually when if you see me in something, it's because somebody was a fan of mine. They want to put, just wanted me to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. That's, unfortunately, it didn't get picked. I think we only did the winning season, really didn't win. It only did 2 seasons.
Right.
So, but it was a good, I played Magic Johnson's dad's friend that worked at the car plant
in Detroit,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And it was a limited role. I was worked alongside of Earthquake and another comic I know named Joe Pelosi, We had like three or four scenes in it. You know, I try to make my mark on it. Again, like, I don't consider myself to be like a serious actor.
Right.
It was fun. It was a good project, and being able to put being able to align myself when I'm with HBO, it was a great experience.
Okay, wow, nice.
Awesome. We're talking to comedian Donnell Rollins, who will be at Good Nights this weekend on Friday and Saturday. Tell us a little bit about Black Mafia Family and who you work with.
Randy Huggins, he's an executive producer and showrunner, and Tasha Smith. Tasha Smith was the director of the first episode I did. And again, that was another project that Tasha Smith, I worked with her when I was doing HBO's The Corner years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this role came up that they hadn't cast. She thought about me, her and 50 cents or whatever you want to do, mm-hmm. half
yep.
a dollar,
yep.
whatever you want to call it. So he was a fan of mine. And I played this weird character that worked at a morgue that for some reason was fixed on having sex with dead bodies. Now, that isn't my life, but that was just the character I played. And for the people that watched that show, I wasn't really the punk that they wrote me to be. Like, my nemesis guy was Lamar. Crazy, crazy, crazy dude. Was like crazier than Omar from The Wire. An interesting thing about that character was he was always bullying me and punking me. But every time he would do that, I would roast him and say something funny or go back at him. But the directors were always like, cut, you can't talk to him like that. I'm like, why? He talked to me like that. They said, because Lamar would have took your hand and crashed it through that cement wall. You got to be a punk. So for all the people think they're going to test me in real life, don't test me. That was art. It's not
there you go.
Life.
That's called
that
acting.
Was that it was called acting. And it was like, nobody knew that the character was going to grow like that. I did the first season, the season finale. But Randy Huggins, he really, really liked that character. The second season, they brought me back for two episodes. And then, like, every week, the writers would call me and say, we got some more for you. So it went from a role where I was going to be in, like, two episodes to, I think, ultimately, I did, like, eight episodes. And
oh,
that
man.
Was, like, a kind of a cult classic, and especially in the hood. They really loved that show.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking to Donnell Rollins, who's an actor, comedian, and it's going to be a good night's. This weekend, and congratulations on your career, but I
yes.
want to ask you a question about just the evolution of your career. First, a two-part question. Are you doing exactly what you wanted to do, and what's the next step for you, my friend?
The crazy thing is, this isn't what I wanted to do. When I was younger, I wanted to be an architect.
Mm.
I wasn't really that savvy in math, so I was like, okay, maybe I'll be a carpenter. I wasn't really nice with a hammer, and then that went to me being in the military. The way I got into comedy, I used to go to this comedy club with some coworkers years ago, and I used to heckle the comedians. I mean, I became such a good heckler, people started paying to come see me ruin the show. And the club wanted me to shut up, which they do for most people that think they want to be funny.
Right.
They dared me to go on stage. I went on stage. The first time I performed, I got a standing ovation. I haven't looked back 32 years later,
wow.
I'm still doing it. Never gave myself a plan B.
Oh, man.
And the thing about it was, like, I never wanted to be. A lot of people, when they think about this business, first thing they do, what do you want to do? I want to be rich and famous. I never wanted to do any of that. Only thing I wanted to do was be good.
Mm.
And I said to myself, and that's with anything in life, if you are good at something, you got the work ethics, and you're inspired. If you put the work in, eventually it'll turn into something that, you know, make
yeah.
you have a decent life. So
yeah.
it wasn't never, like, when I was young, you hear so many stories of artists. When I was younger, I knew this was what I wanted to do. I had no idea
gotcha.
That I would be doing stand-up comedy. They had no idea that I would evolve into me being an actor. None of this. There was a God-given talent that I had that I found, and I turned it into a business.
Awesome. That's
and what an awesome, business yep. you have. Before we let you go, yep. We're talking to Donnell Rollins, who will be at Good Nights this weekend. You have a podcast that has reached over 4 million views. So tell us about the podcast and where we can catch it.
Well, one thing I'll say, Cat Williams will not be on the podcast.
Okay. that was going to be my next question.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about me telling no truths or lies.
Okay.
I don't know, boy. That dang old Shay Shay room is hot right there.
That thing popping hot.
Shay room is hot.
They said, do you want to do Club Shay? I said, nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay in my lane. It's been on a hiatus for probably like 6 or 7 months. One thing about podcasts, you got to be consistent with it. I was really, really, really into it during the pandemic because I didn't really have anything, too much other things to do. But once pandemic kind of lifted up and I went back to work, I kind of like put it to the back burner. But, you know, you and like the last 3 weeks, I've been doing like promotional tour for my special. And everywhere I go, people are like, what's up with the podcast? What's up with the podcast? So I plan on relaunching it in the next couple of weeks. It's a representation of what I do as a stand-up, unfiltered, unedited. It's like a free space for me. It's the Donnell Rawlins Show. If you go on and get ready for me to drop some new episodes, if you go to YouTube, the Donnell Rawlins Show, subscribe. I'm going to have some new episodes dropping in the next couple of weeks.
Awesome.
That's going to be fantastic. Again, he's a good night. Tomorrow night, 7:30 and 10, and Saturday, 7:30 and 10. My friend, thank you for getting up early to hang out with us, man. We appreciate you. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Thank you for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Wow, man. Comedian Donnell Rawlins. That was pretty cool. That was really cool, man. That's good stuff, man. A lot of stuff going on. It's funny how, I guess, I don't know. Have you always aspired to do what you're doing right now? Let me add to that question. The planning aspect of it.
Yes.
Being behind the mic. Talk to me about that.
I say it all the time. Yes. It's all the things that I get to do. And everything that I get to do right now, I've always wanted to do, mm-hmm. with a few surprises. But first, from 11 years old, I always wanted to talk about sports.
Okay. That's very good. That's very good.
30-some years. But that's the whole reason why I went to Carolina and tried to mentor, hang around, and let Stuart Scott be my mentor, things like that.
So you dropped some heavy names there, man. May you rest in peace.
Yes, he didn't live to see it, but it happened.
Right.
And then, you know, started in radio as marketing and promotions and planning.
That's how
I got that planning, being the planner, and wanted to do that.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm just blessed to be able to do everything that I've wanted to do as I've grown into who I am now.
That's
such a blessing.
Yeah,
but we ain't done yet.
I know. That's right. Oh, man. Because when he was talking, it just made me think about some things, you know.
Yeah. Everybody don't get to do what they love to do or want to do. Or, you know, when you get to do that, it is a blessing.
Yes. It's amazing. A lot to think about.
And you?
Well, I mean, it's funny. I was sitting there thinking, growing up, I wanted to play sports.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really weird. So sports allowed me to go to college for free.
Mm-hmm.
I go to college for free. I was really good in math, my dad convinced me to learn about these computers, so I started majoring in computer science. That allowed me. I mean, I was a good football player, but I wasn't great. I was good, but I wasn't great. But
you are a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm a Hall of Famer. I mean, I'm just saying.
Come on.
I segue from being in college to, and that's where it allowed me. Working in computer science, co-op, and allowed me to come here and work for IBM. So
teach me about the World Wide Web.
And speaking of throwback, that was like 1999 when Pam and I first engaged with each other.
What is the World Wide Web?
I was talking about I was giving this major like presentation in the ballroom full of like 400 people, which is crazy.
And if you're A's age, the World Wide Web is now the internet.
Yeah, I know.
That's all they say is just internet.
And I was showing pictures. I was showing the connections on these modems. Everybody like, what is that? So anyway.
What is a website?
I know.
Why do we need it?
And by the way, Fosse Water 7, by the way, their first web presence was done by me.
By you, logo?
Yeah,
they
logo.
They just got rid of that a few years ago.
So it's funny. Then here we are several years later working together. But this, what I'm doing right now, is something I thought about doing a long time ago, but never. It wasn't like I was aspiring to do this. Mm-hmm. It's just something that happened, and I'm glad it did, because it's such a lot of fun. I enjoy hanging out, you know, with you and K-Mac each and every day.
Absolutely. Relive the best moments of The Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.